When you're visualizing or thinking about something that you're wanting, should you be looking at the means of attaining it as well as what you're wanting to attain, or would it be smarter to just look at the final result only and let the means more or less take care of themselves?
If you already have identified that you are wanting to participate in the specific means, then it is all right to give your attention to that. The key to know whether you are not specific enough or too specific is by the way you are feeling. As you are in your workshop, the specifics of your thought will bring forth the enthusiasm or the positive emotion. But if you become too specific before you have collected enough data, then you will feel doubtful or fearful. And so it is a matter of paying attention to seeking the balance of the way you feel, being specific enough that you feel positive, but not so specific that you begin feeling negative.
Let's say I said I wanted to be a teacher in a very joyous situation. Would it be an advantage to say, well, then I should decide whether I want to teach history or math or philosophy, or I want to teach high school, or...
That is all right. Let us take that example. I'm wanting to be teacher. And begin pondering your reasons for wanting to be teacher, even writing them as in the exercise we offered earlier.
Okay.
I want to be teacher, and these are the reasons that I want to be. I'm wanting to uplift others to the joy that I have found in knowing these things. As you are feeling good about the things that you know, you may add that specificness to your creation. But then as you are trying to be specific and you say, but I really am not very well versed upon this subject, then you begin feeling negative emotion, which is your inner being saying, back away from the specifics of this, you have not collected enough data. And then you may say, but I'm not knowing where I should teach. Let me think about it. Well, I would like to teach in a setting where there were those who were wanting to hear. And as I think about the organized school system, I see that most of them are there as captives, not as wanters. They are there because the law says they have to be. And I remember when I was a student in school, I was not reaching or seeking. And so you begin to ponder those sorts of situations where the student is there by his choice to be there. Perhaps a college, or perhaps that which is not formal education. You will know by the way you feel.
But you can go by just envisioning the end result and let the details take care of themselves completely.
Indeed, as you see your end results, you will begin collecting data to give you more specifics. And you will know by the way you feel as you collect the data whether it is appropriate or not.
And how detailed would you recommend our thoughts be about the end result of what we're wanting?
As detailed as you can be and still feel positive.
Is there any way that a person could possibly erase the slate of all the yesterday's experiences and thoughts that aren't any advantage to our joyous creating in this moment?
It is a matter of giving your attention to something else. In other words, when you say, I'm not going to think of something, immediately you are thinking of what you have said you would not think of. And so rather than trying so hard to erase the past, focus on the present. Give thought to what you are wanting.